Good evening, guys.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening, and welcome to Triple T.
Yup.
Yeah, welcome to Triple T. Day Tiny and Heavy Hours.
Yeah.
I'm your talk show host, Deathcore Daddy. On my left, I have Grindcore Grandfather.
I'm not Grindcore Grandfather, okay?
I mean Grindcore Granddaddy.
No. I'm still Brutal Slamming Death Metal Father Figure, bro.
Father Figure? Even Daddy issues are Father Figure. Yeah.
Okay lah. So, Tipa is...
I'm David Diala, okay?
Okay, you don't have to be so harsh, my friend.
Yeah, that's why. Too vulgar already.
Too vulgar already. Like, we already calling ourselves, like, legit David Diala. Only sounds good only because got Tay and Tani before that.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so let us get on with the topic.
Hey, is my side noisy or what?
No, it sounds good, actually.
Oh, okay.
Like, can hear stuff, lah, but, like,
still... Can hear, like, small children talking, lah.
Yeah.
Actually, it is, lah.
Okay.
Okay. So, for this week's talk session, what will we be talking about?
Yeah, like, we can talk about on 31st, on just last Thursday, about the gig that we went to, and yesterday.
Halloween gig,
Yes, correct. So, last week was a pretty late week. We had the gig was that? The
Hallows Eve. Halloween gig.
Yes, All Hallows Eve gig. Were comprised of Marijuana. I mean, the guys from Marijuana are the ones that
did the
gig, right? Yeah, and then, of course, we had Flash Disgorge. Whole mind-blowing, ball-slapping shit, man. And, of course, Truth Be Known, bro!
Truth Be Known, bro! Just another fucking lamp.
Just a...
Fuck you, Herbal Life lah. Yeah,
so what? Okay, the thing for me is that I never really heard Flash Disgorge, or I mean I knew about Truth Be Known, but I didn't really like listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, that was an eye opener lah for me. So what about you guys who've been in the scene for a long hardcore time?
Okay lah, actually the gig was supposed to be in the Decline.
Yes.
I heard that Decline, so it's now under renovation and gigs are not going to happen there. And a few gigs are all like changing venue last minute because of the whole...
Even yesterday's Dores for the... Every Rates I Seek EP launch also was at Anarchy. Right?
Yeah. So that's why when they... For that, the last Thursday gig, the Halloween gig, they changed everything to where was it? Music Parlor happening. I was like, picture, can it fit in 50 people, this and that? Because I have jammed there before, it's just three jamming rooms. So after I go in, only I realized that they open up all three of the jamming.
There's some Hogwarts level shit, sir. Fucking hell, like, you know, the stairs, like, fucking grand staircase can shift here, shift there. Suddenly the walls all moving. So, apart from that, okay, who opened up first? It was Flash Disgorge first.
Yep.
Oh my lord. That shit, man. Okay, wait. Prior to that is, somehow or other, they managed to fit a number of people inside there. Hard to say 50
yeah,
or
but
so.
I wouldn't say it's 50, la.
But overall,
I'd say it was a good... Actually, if I'm not wrong, I think a number of people left after Marijuana.
Yes.
Huh? Really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there was a number of people who left.
Like, after. I can see a lot of people came not from Marijuana.
Yes. So, of course, apart from that, Flash Disgorge started the show first.
Yeah.
My God, what level alien having sex with Predator bullshit was that, sir? That guy's voice,
that guy's
good,
screening
man.
Is all over, like, it was really perfectly done, lah.
But they are, like, brutal death-ish slam, right?
They are brutal death metal, lah, but I'm not sure if they're slam, not. Slam. They have literally all the slam feels, but I do not know if they call themselves slam, lah.
Slam. Okay.
So, basically, Amran, based on... the kind of music you listen to, you feel like they have the elements
because it was literally like those old school, you know, those like pioneer starting slam bands kind of thing. So yeah, and it was good lah. Those guys good. like went beyond hell and something lah.
Yeah, dude, the vocal. Yeah, exactly, dude. The vocalist really amazed me.
Yeah.
What is coming out from his mouth?
That's why. What died inside him actually to begin with? Like fucking.
He
like...
reminds me of a vocalist lah, but I don't know whether y'all know him or not. The vocalist is from this band called Cranium.
Okay, that's I know Cranium. That's the one.
Yeah, the guy
I think you got tell us before.
Yeah, guy who committed suicide. He legit sound like him.
Okay.
Someone is like taking up the mantle of the lead singer from Cranium.
Yeah, and the drummer is fucking good, bro.
Yeah, the drummer, holy shit.
Yeah.
Bro, like, the moment China symbol hitting, I'm like going crazy already, bro.
China symbol is the start to everything.
Yeah, it's the start of like, excuse me, guys. Today we are going to get fucked. Then the end off will be thank you.
Thank you.
How was Marijuana?
Marijuana is, I mean, Marijuana cannot have a bad day lah. I mean, no, they are so good lah.
It was my first time. Me being a fan of Marijuana, it was my first time.
Huh? Really?
Oh, yeah, the baby's one, he didn't go.
I was sick, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was very eager to watch them.
Oh, my God. Fucking, I was stoning, man.
Yeah.
I drank up 2 cans, really. Stand on stool, like, happy, really.
Did they play 1974? No, right?
No.
They played
Bloodsucker. They started off with Bloodsucker. They played Snake Charmer. By this time, I think we all noticed that I think the equipment had issue. Nick is a drummer and a singer, right?
I had a problem.
Yeah, so I think Nick's mic had a problem. Then you like couldn't hear him. But
I could literally hear him like he's just screaming, you know, not from the mic, you know, it's like he's just doing it on his own kind of thing.
He was wearing a Slipknot mask, lah. I don't have to point that he took it out.
I mean, it was so hot, dude. It was so hot.
No, but can you imagine Slipknot doing it for a good hour plus, you know?
Fucks,
With the amount of, that warm feeling, you know, that warm feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like sweating and, uncomfortable.
Or if Slipknot were a Singaporean band, right? A few of them sure will have, like, all wear yellow wristband on. Heat stroke.
About Slipknot not even once right they ever had like to take a break right just to go out and like take out the mask and then wear back kind of thing. I think drum solo.
What poor things, yeah.
So yeah. I can notice like if you wear mask it's like it's really very hard.
Yeah.
To play instruments or to sing.
Even the was it the no not the lead guitarist, the rhythm guitarist, like the one with the nun suit.
He
fucked the veil already. One part of the veil is
gonna the veil came out then somebody put that for him or something.
Yeah. So Marijuana was good, but I mean apart from the mic issue, my god, that bass line during that during
Ghost Cover.
No, not Ghost Cover, the Bloodsucker song. Bass line right before everything, all the songs come back, all the instruments come back into play. Bass only. Oh, fucking hell, that part. Walao. You know how sometimes it sounds so low, you can actually feel it in your body?
Oof.
Yeah, like someone like tickling my balls, man. That feeling was good, yeah. Just reverberating my entire body, yeah. So yeah, that was good. And then out of the blue, they really dropped a hammer on us. What hammer?
Yeah.
Square hammer.
What a pun.
When I saw the guy wearing ghost mask, I was like, are you gonna cover a ghost song?
That's why.
Then the moment like, square hammer, this one got then I was like, good lah. Perfect.
Fitting, very fitting.
It was very fitting to the event and
to what they play.
Play and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was basically that lah. Then of course we had to take a tea break for a bit.
Yeah, the tea break was a bit long.
a bit too long, but we made it just in time for Truth Be Known, bro. Then okay, Truth Be Known. What I honestly like is I don't think it's my first time listening to them live, but it's the most the one that I enjoyed lah, because it was them like the interaction in the crowd.
It's very
Where the fuck did that Guitar Hero controller come from, sir?
I have no idea. Like he was
random, bro.
Yeah, he was saying that the bass can't come, so he took out that fucking Guitar Hero and passed it to you, right?
Yeah, then like, hey, where the fuck did this come from? Then like, okay, enjoy CK. Then like, where do I put this at? Then I try to give him back. He was like, no, bro, it's not mine. Then fucker, he take from where and he give to me. I still don't know for what.
I take and put it up one of the speaker lah.
Then okay, Amran, you not your first time hearing them, right?
Not my first time hearing them, but it was my first time seeing them live.
Wait, didn't they play at Red Lantern?
Nope.
No, that was Kaliyuga.
Kaliyuga, bro.
Okay lah.
Kaliyuga, bro.
So worlds apart lah, but yeah. First time TBK and it was fucking good lah.
It was. Like all I could think of was to scream Slayer. I had no reason why.
I headbang until my, I don't know how many times my ID tag hit my face. until the mosh pit was so bad, I regretted everything. In the next morning, I was in camp and like, like my neck, bro. I headbang so much.
I was flying like a ragdoll from one end to another end.
You know, I never even thought, okay lah, music parlor lah, where would have mosh pit. Okay, I want to see all you guys. It's not a mosh pit. Blah, 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 blah. They're like,
hey, but both of y'all were talking about Leaf House, right? I actually went to see a gig in Leaf House. I feel like Leaf House is smaller than music parlor.
Leaf House is actually smaller because it's very linear.
Leaf
House is a very linear,
that one legit no space.
Yeah.
That one you can say no space, but I think Music Parlor that day, I mean, TBK set actually got quite a lot of space. Eh.
I think it's a damn weird angle.
It's a literal right angle. It's an L shape.
Got a lot of space like behind also, but like, you want to start a pit or a
got
wall.
The steps, right?
Yeah, got the steps some more, so yeah, it's bigger, but yeah, it's not a mosh friendly place. La.
You guys went ape shit lah. That's all I'm saying lah.
One moment,
I will see one Indian boy fly to that side. Then next one fly this side. Like, you know, you watch Scooby-Doo.
Even
if you run in one door, run out. Yeah, you
I
also
fly. No, if I fly, also still okay. No, I'm quite. I see like nearly 70 kg. But tipa, bro.
Bro, I'm a ragdoll, bro.
That one, fly, bro. Fly, I think fly. You like some slut machines. Yeah.
The slut.
Everybody just want to pakai you like for that moment. They tell.
No, there were a good like 3 or 4 like big size guys, you know, like fucking pillars standing there, you know.
One
of it is the Indian guy, I think we know, right? I forgot what
his name. Ganesh, my Paul.
Oh, the guy in specs, is it?
Yes,
he all out, bro. Then the guy with the snow cap came there to kamikaze, really. He came there with a death wish.
Yeah.
He came there with a death wish. I mean, it was fun, lah, but to the point, speakers and the pedal boards and mics. Wow, chiba, everything was all over the place. Eh.
I dropped on one of the mics, then the mics then dropped on the floor. I was like, fuck, then I faster like go adjust the thing, adjust the bass, then like make sure that it's still standing. I mean, I hope equipment dead damage.
Okay, right after that, everyone stopped. Everyone just stopped. They all like fold hands, just stand in front, went for the song. Then after that, the lead singer again, I think, said
Subhash like one. Yeah.
Subhash died out. Okay, it's like, okay, nah, give y'all again lah. But this time I stand at the side. I don't fucking dare, y'all fucking crazy.
Oh, was it the Kanina with Chow Ziba?
Yeah,
he did it like 3 times. Right? Then I think the third time I didn't see Shami anywhere near us already. I saw Shami with Natasha and Yasmin.
Sorry, I too much liability. I cannot take the chance.
The nose incident, you should be careful.
Cannot take the chance, bro. Cannot.
Dude,
take the
chance. I got blue black on my thighs, lah. Like, I go for MMA fight all, lah.
I don't know whether it's from the Halloween or yesterday's gig.
No.
I actually ended up. My shin actually got a swell. Swollen. So like, I don't know which gig was it.
No, so definitely. I think it would be all Hallows Eve. Yesterday, y'all also never got all out. Yeah, so speaking of which,
Let's head on to Vans DIY. Mm. The last Vans DIY, 3 out of 3 lah. Their last
3 out of 3, correct. So yesterday they had Doldre, they had LC93, they had Fuse.
Yes,
Fuse.
And of course they had Wormrock.
Wormrock bro.
So yeah. Overall, it was a gig that I came.
We started out pretty well lah. I mean, give it up to Doldre lah. These guys are fucking good.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I wasn't there. I came late, but I mean, like, it's very unique to see a hardcore bands playing in what genre is Doldre?
Old school death. They are more of a punk band than death metal.
Okay.
Shami, what are your thoughts about it?
Hello, Shami.
He even went for the Doldre gig, you know?
Who, me?
Yeah.
So, here's the thing.
You were sitting outside.
Correct. So, I was like, hey, they're playing really, because it's supposed to start at 7:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And check, 8 plus. So, I
No, I but 7:40 something.
Huh? Really, yeah? No, it was really, yeah. Oh, okay. Then probably I see wrong timing. So I was like, okay, then my can only had like what, 1/4 or something. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, chug wah. Midway chugging, suddenly I see the guy at the door. He's like, the line stops here, full house, you didn't. Huh?
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Then after that I was like, never mind, just listen from outside. But I can listen to them from outside.
Mm-hmm.
And after that I see like my friends like IG story and all that, fucking good sell.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he had like snippets lah.
How was Fuse though?
Fuse, none of us went in.
None of us went in, what?
Still
Fuse.
Them crowded,
because
right?
it was full house.
Mm. Fuck.
We were drinking, then we went there, then it was like full house, then we like, fuck it lah, we just go for Wormrock lor.
Yeah lor.
Okay.
So Fuse, I mean, props to them.
From what I saw, it was apeshit lah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, video that went viral. Fuse was also playing that day, right?
So
even that gig, even though we didn't go to it, give me a moment, Yeah, so even though we didn't go for it, that video that went viral was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It was like a 50-second video, but the important part was that 30-second mark where everyone was like doing that pickup change.
Okay.
That move lah on the floor. Just like, wow, all in unison some more. So I was like, holy fucking shit. Then of course, me being the dumbass that I didn't get to see Jack Shee yesterday lah.
But seriously, Doldre was really fucking good.
Okay, that one.
Like everybody was like trying to climb up on stage just to front flip, bro.
Like it was a hardcore gig lah.
Yeah,
I mean,
it felt more of a hardcore punk.
Yeah. I mean the whole reason for Vans to do this gig is to promote the whole DIY hardcore scene in Singapore, which I'm very happy that they chose good bands, a mix of new coming up bands and old school like LC93, all those hardcore punk guys. So it's like a very like even when I saw the gig, the turnout was a mix of people from punks to hardcore kids to metalheads.
It was actually a very 3-generation thing.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
the thing. Also, and you can see young people like 15, 16 skateboarders there, like probably.
Bro,
there were
kids as young as 12. There,
yeah,
dude.
12,
okay, we're talking
years old.
about new hardcore kids. Yeah, they are all into hardcore because of like recent trends and everything.
Yes,
I mean, hardcore scene is
upcoming
and
it's
upcoming
there.
Thing that everybody loves it. Then we have our age group people.
Yep.
Where like we listen to hardcore, but we are more of like the mainstream stuff a bit here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have old school people, bro. People who are like in their
40s. 30s, 40s, yeah.
So you can see ladies outside substation with hijab lah.
Yeah, it's so nice to see like
older people, you know, like I actually quite amazed about it.
Yeah.
It was a wholesome time lah.
I feel like it was a big happy family kind of
reunion. Yep.
Oh.
You got the father, then you got the kids, then you have like the kids siblings lah.
Yeah, the press, yeah. But how was Wormrot, man?
So it was my first. I mean, I've listened to them lah. Generally, but I've never seen them live before.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw them live, right, I was like, "What the fuck is going on, man? What the actual fuck is going on? Like, it's good, but I don't know what starts at where."
Yeah, and you will be shocked when you hear them all day. You come back. Are you sure you guys are a 3-piece band?
Yeah, that's the thing. 3-piece band. Hey, who the fuck is Muse lah? When you go home, bro.
A lot of Muse fans gonna hunt you down. Ready?
Satire, bro. Satire. I mean, dude, I'm a fan of Muse, dude. Yeah. But yeah, that's I remember saying that. I was like, huh? So basically Muse lah. Mm-hmm. And they sold out a place overseas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, but they play at Glastonbury.
I think they are the first Singaporean band.
Yeah. So and what? They are like legends. They are. I feel that they are one of the legendary grindcore bands that are. It's like coming up because of that whole new album. Okay, not really new, but two, three years old. Voices came, right? It brought grindcore to like another level. So I feel
when I heard you said we are gonna play some stuff from our album Voices, then first thing that hit my head was seriously. then after that, I hear that shit, and then right after the first set ended, right, mm-hmm. I turned to one of y'all. They're like, huh? That's all? Like I remember it goes so crazy, like thank you.
Yeah,
that's all he said. He just out of the blue, he said, thank you. Then huh? Wait, what?
Music's normally is like 1 to 2 minutes of max.
I like the fact that
like rarely you will get those 3-4 minute songs.
Yeah.
Like you know how to like how do I put this? Like sometimes that very off key beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got ever hear like maybe a specific breakdown that doesn't follow your
normal
like,
timing.
Like you know, you can predict. Okay. I can slowly head back to this part, then the next part I can maybe go a bit faster.
Yeah,
but this shit is all over the place and catch me off guard. Like fuck, I fucking love it.
But one more thing about grindcore, right? If your drums actually kind of miss sound, right? You sound different, it's actually very obvious to hear. So for grindcore drummers, right? It's actually like, how to say, like really hats off to them. Cause like you got so much notes, you know, that you memorize. We are not talking about 10 songs. We're talking about 20 over songs, you know.
And the thing is that they need speed and also they need the accuracy to hit all those. Yeah.
And they have to remember all of it, you know.
Yes, sir.
So
Vijay is a god, like, dude. His driving is.
I always see his Facebook videos. Wow, his blast beat all.
Crazy, man. He's crazy.
Blast over the place. It's like how to say, not over the place as in like fucked up, but like it's like everything together in one, no?
Yeah. Like it's all over the place, but it is in the format. Like you know it's
in the like format. It's in the format, like he hits everything lah. Yeah. What the drum set should hit.
He fully utilized everything.
And like, all over the place like fucked up lah, but not.
Yeah. And I really wanted like because yesterday they had the Every Rich Isaac EP launch and
at Anarchy
at Anarchy, which I really wanted to go.
Okay, but
really,
let's just take this out there that honestly we were fucking torn between going to the EP launch
or
the Vans one.
Actually, to be honest, right, my heart was still on the EP launch more than Vans DIY.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I mean. It's Wormrot,
long time since got a gig with Wormrot, right? Like, when's the last time they played?
Cut Leader.
Yeah, Cut Leader. I think it was February April. Or March. April, yep.
Was that Good Friday week, is it?
Yes. It was on the Good Friday day.
So yeah, after that,
I mean, we tried to like, okay, let's hope like maybe Worm Rock play last or play first or something like that, then shoot our way to
Anarchy. Yeah, we thought of that. Last band.
But of course, have to, of course, yeah, LC93 play, which we couldn't, we didn't go in.
We actually couldn't go in because when we came out after the Worm Rock set, a lot of people going in.
The moment, yeah, correct. The moment we came out, there was already a line to go in. That was fucking crazy, yeah.
No, because LC93, it's a band that is formed with, I think, two other old school Stomping Ground and one more 90s Singapura hardcore band.
Recover,
so,
is it?
Yes, I think it's Stomping Ground, yes.
The vocalist, I think Recover one.
Yeah, and like that band is full of like sort of like legends in the hardcore scene since I was not even born yet. So they have the people that are into hardcore, they like sort of worship this band. So that's why like even after Worm Rock, people were just standing in the queue waiting to like just get to watch LC93. Because I know when we come out, right, the queue was huge, yeah.
Yeah,
but okay lah. I mean, I would like to thank Substation and Vance and Worm Rock for playing, man. But hey, how's the hello?
Yeah.
How's the venue Substation?
Yeah. So
actually, to be honest, it's a big venue, no?
It's nice. Eh?
I mean, like all along, I was always in decline. Most of the gigs, I'm always going to decline. So I really thought decline was big, but I never knew Substation was like two or three times bigger.
Yeah,
I think they renovated.
Yes. I
think they renovated. Yeah, even the venue outside, it used to be a road, no? True.
Yeah.
From Armenian Street, as in from the.
The fire station, after fire station, if you turn right, it's straight road all the way down that goes going towards SMU. Yeah. So now like that like refurbished, they block off the road, and then so I really just hope that we can get more gigs at Substation because it's really a nice venue.
Yeah, I mean the main purpose of Substation was for local art scene, right?
Yep.
So I really hope they actually have more gigs there, but I'm not sure about like, I do not know whether they have to pay a certain amount or.
I have heard it's expensive.
It's expensive lah. Yeah. It is. It is like one of the places even in the yesteryears where a lot of bands went to. Like even though when I wasn't even in the whole scene or what, right? Always can hear people say, "Oh yeah, it's a Substation, man. Oh, this is a Substation,
actually,
man."
For myself also, I've heard
So like and big then, bands, like, small bands.
Yeah.
And the last time I even went Substation was when Enter Shikari came last year. So I don't think at that point of time it was renovated yet. I cannot remember.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember also thinking the same, like, man, more gigs should be held here, lah. But I think the truth is it's expensive, lah.
Yeah. I think even Parkway Drive played in Substation, right?
I don't know, bro.
I think Parkway Drive performed in Singapore before.
Oh, okay.
I think it was their Deep Blue album.
Oh, no, I don't know, sir. I mean, that time also, as much as I listened to them, also, I didn't really keep up to that, lah. So,
this one must ask Metalcore Mummy or... goddess of metalcore or something.
Yeah. Then it was a very nice weekend. There's a lot of gigs back to back. I mean, it's nice, you know, you can go in and enjoy some local music.
Shout out to the real people that were hanging around after the entire event ended. So those are the dudes that I remember it was like a fucking
my bad,
mess.
My bad. I think Parkway Drive played at Skate.
Okay.
I thought what, sir? So yeah, the guys that were cleaning up the place.
Yep.
It was a fucking mess, like, I'm not gonna deny, lah. I'm not gonna justify stuff.
No, I just want to like say, like, if anyone in the local scene listening to this, please clear up your fucking mess. Don't rely to the org. Yeah. I mean, the organizers are already putting up, right? I mean, no need to go and clean up other people's mess. Your other own mess. Just clean up your own mess.
Right. Your own cigarette butt, your own liquor, your beer, your potato chips, your fucking condom, your...
I don't know.
Bro, you need protection when you enter the pit, what?
I don't know what else they need to Peter.
Speaking of that, apparently I heard that... Sorry, I don't sidetrack. Yeah, so shout out to the guys, basically, that ran the place. And they were all sweeping up and all that. Mm-hmm. So I remember Nick was one of them as well. Mm-hmm. The drummer from Marijuana. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he was also helping clear up the place.
Yep.
And all that. So I think a few of us also pitched in to help. I will flex on that shit, man. I cleaned up the place. I mean, we all did.
But just to make sure to just let people know, doesn't matter which venue whatsoever, just clear up your own shit.
Because at the end of the day, I think if these things keep happening a lot more, all the more the a production team or venue will definitely not want to hold certain gigs.
Because
they know it's going to be a nuisance, like bringing people and everything.
After that, we have to put in money to also clean up, hire like people to clean the place up.
So it really reflects back on us as people who are coming for shows. We got no fucking, we talk so much about positivity, but we don't have basic courtesy, which is clean up your own fucking mess.
Hashtag Amran.
I feel like you scolding me,
we have all been there, you, me, Tipa.
Of course.
We have all done it, but we think about it now. We are in our 20s. So we know littering is bad. I mean, not talking about fine or anything, talking about like common sense We are not supposed to do it.
Yeah, basically that The gist of it is clean your shit up.
Compared to the two gigs, let's not compare both gigs or whatever. Say that the most highlight in these two gigs, which one that you were like, wow, okay, sure.
You say first?
To be honest, if you're talking about satisfaction,
nothing satisfies Amran more than blast beats, bro.
I would say the two gigs that I've been, I think Truth Be Known just grabbed it all.
Okay.
I mean, although the venue was cramped up and everything, but I'll say I had a great time on Thursday night.
Then on a Thursday fucking night, man.
I'm talking about I have to book in the morning next Thursday day, night.
Worth it.
To me also, honestly, I mean, all the bands were great. I mean, that's the reason why we even went. But what Amran said, what honestly caught me was, I think, the interaction we had with Truth Be Known. It was the interaction, basically.
Yeah, the interaction to the crowd is it's not easy to do that kind of thing.
Because all of us are awkward fucks. Imagine if I was a vocalist, I'm going to choke on stage, man. Want to say hi to people.
Hey, bro, I think I'm a very friendly person, bro.
Ni vecha, ni kalde panty potano ni
pesa.
Bro. Yeah, so overall, I think I would say it's Truth Be Known.
For me personally, I don't know. I think it's a hype, because as I know, Wormlock's playing again. I've been listening to them. I missed their first two sets. I went up, I saw them. Fucking balls got itchy. I passed my back to Natasha. I ran in. Mosh at the last set. Had SOP, fun.
Passed your back to her. I should pass my back to her. One more thing about Wormlock gig. People are gonna know this, but I was it was very fine in the pit though. It was the last beat, right? Then the music stopped, then somebody hit me. Then hit me on my face, then my specs flew. You know the best part, when my specs flew right on the ground, right? He was already gone.
Yeah.
So the first thing I turned right in my blurred vision, I saw someone skinny guy, short guy with Kali Yuga shirt. Then I knew already that was Tipa. So I said, wait, tell him, Tipa, my specs gone there. Then the first thing that ran in my mind, I was like, outfield there. I cannot wear contact lens in outfield. That's going to be stupid.
Jose Liao, now you need to take out magnifying like, glass, man.
Then after a few songs later, like Arif took out the lens. Yeah. How come normally specs come out but why lens? This one only
that was yours, ah.
Yeah, that was my lens, bro. That's,
oh my god.
That's the left lens, right, that always come out on.
Oh.
That's why my mind and I told him, bro, gone already. Your specs gone already.
Yeah, then after everybody circle pit, then I was like, I told myself, oh, wow. I think I straight away planned already, you know. Morning I wake up, I go some cheap shop, just buy some free degree specs for the week. Then, at the end of the gig, I think really God bless. Somebody was like, hey, who's specs? Then I was like, mine. I see the hook, I see the specs. Design, I know it is mine.
So it's fine, right?
Yeah, first the lens was with me. Then after that, the frame came, then I put back, and it's like, it was okay.
Like, good to go, lah.
Good to go,
good to go.
Hey, my specs is going to be 4 years already, you know. For someone who keeps spectacle and contacts, 4 years is too late.
Durability, huh? Yeah.
No, it's not talking maybe about that durability, was a sign, but maybe your degree, your degree changes over time. And for you to improve your degree, you need to change your specs frequently.
Yeah. That's exactly why your specs dropped yesterday. It's a fucking sign, sir.
No, the sign.
It's a sign from the metal gods. No, I'm going to change your fucking specs.
The sign, right, was, you know what, you know, it was a worth that $178 that I spent on these specs. Oh, actually, not me, my father bought, but...
No,
yeah. Hey, but seriously, when the guys told about the durability of this lens, I was quite shocked, you know. Actually, never cracked or anything.
Fucking lucky,
yeah. And why 178, right? You know, my frame, it only cost $38.
So it's the lens that
fucking my lens about. Actually is the expensive shit, but and it's from Japan, no? You have to ship and everything. So yeah lah.
I mean it can survive a worm rock gate, I think it can survive end of the world.
I literally wore these specs during Die Art is Murder. And it fell once lah, but after that I just continue wearing it. I mean Death Cockpit is just shoving on it. But nevertheless, I had a great time on the last few songs. I mean, I think last few songs, like not even 4 minutes or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, better than nothing. I love Worm Rock, so good pit.
Oh, shit, their merch was fucking good, still.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have money to buy, so.
But shout out to Armin to helping me
buy. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So basically, that was the gist of this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We had a... Oh my god, my body is not in a good state. But it was good.
Yes.
My body is not in a good state. Spend most of the time talking about the weekend. We forget to talk about our other topics.
I think, but I think too long already.
I think, no lah. Actually,
we still can add on. Of course, we still can.
No, we still can add on. I mean, our first episode was quite short lah. To be honest. Let's make it longer lah.
So yes, essentially, so basically that was the gig for this weekend.
Mm-hmm. But remember, I don't mention names lah. One of our friend apparently complained that she kinda grow during worm rods.
Yeah, I would just put the person name as
not worm rods gig.
It was a hardcore gig.
So
okay, the name will be changed to X. The names have changed to protect the weak and the innocent. So backstory was
the gag order.
Backstory was
gag me daddy.
Female supporter wants to go and enjoy her show. Enjoy the music and apparently there are sick perverts who actually come to gigs just to grope. And you are not groping 20-something, you are groping an underage girl.
Yes, yeah.
Apparently, that is one of two things. There are people who actually apparently... I mean, this is not me saying for myself or anything like that. This is them telling me. X was the one who... X and Y. I think Y also said, but not too sure.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
X was very this is the kind of shit that can actually destroy a person if it's not real
mentally and emotionally.
No, as in even the other, let's say groper mm-hmm. was called out. Mm-hmm. And if it's and if this is like a bullshit kind of lie, then it can actually spoil his name. Like.
Yeah, so actually, it goes both ways.
It goes both ways. So, it, but the thing is, X was pretty adamant because it's not the first time that it happened.
Mm. Yep.
And not was she only groped, she was actually dry humped.
What the fuck?
As well, yeah. So,
what is the hits, lah?
I don't know, but she even turned, like, when she noticed that it was happening, right, she actually turned around. And you know how garang she can be, right?
Yeah, she's fucking pissed, man.
She
never fucked the person back or anything. She just turned back and she pushed him away, like, and then she gestured with her facial expression, like, hey, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, it has happened. I mean, if I want to be neutral about it, I would say maybe the place was too crowded or what, then it just so happened, like, you know, sometimes you just rub people the wrong way.
Accident, yes, but but to tell me, girl would know, like, whether is it
a girl accident. Would know, correct, yeah.
Girl would know, yeah.
And on top of that, it's not the first time.
Yeah, that's the thing, like one of time. My other friend also come and tell me that it happens. I don't want to say the scene name, whatever, like, it local shows a couple of times. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter punk, hardcore, metal, whatever genre of music, indie, modern, like, there are still decades going around and doing shit like this,
and which is I think shit, the last time it happened, a vocalist called it out and booed the guy off out of place, right? Which gig was that,
I wasn't there, but this incident happened about 2-3 years ago.
We don't want to mention the gig name.
Say the gig name, the band, the scene. I'm not going to say it.
So it's basically awareness, like, I mean, this is a thing that is happening. Like, I don't know how frequent, but I was quite shocked because half the time we go there is to get beaten up in the pit. You know? So,
I got a beat up. Me, you know, bro. I give, bro. I don't like to take. I like to give.
You give your love to the pit, fucking idiot you. So for me, like, when I heard it, I was honestly taken aback.
Yeah, I was shocked also.
I'm not the kind of person that's, I mean, it usually it's the fact stands that shit, it is actually happening. These things are actually happening. Like, how come it didn't occur to me? So
I think because we are all in the midst in the gig and inside the
pit,
we are too engrossed, we tend to, like, not be very aware with our surrounding. So like, I think even as, like, that doesn't matter, like whatever it is, like, I think we just look out for each another. Because so far, right, I think it's like me just enjoying the music, pushing people around. I don't see shit like that, sir.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it mostly happens outside of the pit, lah. That's the thing. So that is, like, I mean, it's a not something that we can personally talk because we have seen it or anything like that.
Word
of mouth right now. I take it with a pinch of salt. But I mean, in this day and age,
just don't touch, lah. Please, stop groping.
If you wanna touch, just go Geylang or what, lah.
Yeah,
$80 fish tank.
Yes.
I see his tank now also quite cheap. I mean, $45-$50 cheap.
I don't know. People are here to, like, stop spoiling the local scene, stop spoiling the girls thing. And I mean, the thing about this, it doesn't just happen in local gigs as well. It also happens in clubbing. You go to club, similar thing will happen. Guys groping there, touching there. It happens in every club.
To be honest, right, when there is alcohol around, you notice a lot of this shit happens. It's a norm.
Yep.
That is one thing. But and another thing was, I think Sam Carter from Architects actually called out someone one time.
But during a show? During
a show.
Wow.
He saw, then he stopped, then he was like, you know who groped, and then, like, you better stop doing it or something like that.
Yeah.
Imagine being called out by Sam Carter.
Yes, yeah. I think, like, if Sam Carter called me also, I'd like, G boy, what the fuck happens, yeah? What it do, yeah? I just came.
I just came.
What it do, yeah? I just came.
So yeah, basically that's the that is what we heard lah. That's what we have been told.
And we shall.
So two things from today lah. Keep your trash in the bin and keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
So that is essentially the culmination of what went through the weekend lah.
Yeah. Yep.
Then I think that's about it with grouping and everything. I mean, it's a very.
Fucking.
You are not from supposed the words to blame.
Of X, like, yeah, but from the words of uncultured, and it's fucking repulsive. It's wrong. Like, just wrong. Okay, exactly. Just keep your hands to your fucking self. But other than that, it's a problem that, fuck, less. Sometimes what to do? Yep. So
next you thing can't, will be, you can't have everything positive there, lah.
Quite true, lah. I mean, in everything, in every scene, in everything, there'll be 1% or 5%.
Yeah, there will be have it, that la. that one. How to say that parasite, lah.
Yeah. Correct. The parasite in everything, yeah.
There will always be a parasite to everything.
Yeah. Hey, Charmy, how come so quiet? Ready? Hello, Charmy.
So, I think that's about it. So, next we shall move on to something weird.
Hi, guys. So sorry.
That's why.
I had a phone call, then apparently everything just dies. Lah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a phone call. Yeah. So sorry about that. Where were we?
We ended the grouping and everything, so now is maybe a last topic or what?
Yeah, which is your best listen for the week. What is the best? What is the best?
I think not that. That is the ritual. The ritual is not a topic.
Ah, okay. Paise.
I think it's funeral rites and ritual from different religion/race.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I'm from a Hindu background.
No, one.
My family is Hindu. So,
are not Hindu, lah.
I mean, that's not my religious stand, lah. I mean, that's my own personal thing, lah. So, I mean, I've been attending all these Hindu funerals throughout my life. I've attended, like, Chinese funeral also. So, it's, like... I think the main thing is because like Hindu funerals depending. Sometimes it's one day, sometimes it's 2 days. They don't last that long. And
So about to make a damn dark joke, dude.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
I was about to make a damn dark joke.
What? Say it lah.
Okay. You know what you said? Funerals don't last long. Funerals last long. Don't last long, is it? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I said neither do I in bed. I'm going to hell.
That one not dark, sir. That one is just you shooting disgusting. Yourself, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean that's like, why it's funny, right?
You just pachar and you just
pachar.
Yeah, so like I have not attended I can like go on like what not Hindu funeral and Amran can help me out lah. I might be wrong here and there. So normally when a person pass on, the body will go to the mortuary in either HH or NUH or whatsoever. Then after the body comes back to the house, then they will arrange a casket company that does all this funeral procession. So normally it depends on the family, whether it also depends on the time of death. So it's normally whether it's by the evening of that day or normally they sometimes keep the body till the next day as well. But normally, from what I know, Indians will normally bring the body to the Mandai crematorium or normally after 3 or 4 p.m. It's never a morning thing to do. So normally, after...
You say normally a good 10 times already.
So they'll keep, then people let them...
Now you're conscious already. Now you're going to do your best. Not to say normally.
Then friends...
Honestly.
Honestly,
Bruce's cousin. Then wait, I on a float, right?
Sorry. Okay, yeah.
Okay, then so friends and relatives will come pay their respect. After that, they will have the persons. I think it's that's why it depends. So normally men will do the ritual. So 5 to 6 guys will like they'll like help to carry the casket down, down and follow through the whole procession. But before that, normally also they will bathe the body. Normally it's at home and they use what?
I hear you say normally 3 times.
Shit lah.
Sorry. No. It's like a running thing.
I thought he was laughing at the procession or anything.
Oh, fuck you lah. That's why. Yeah, sorry. Paisa.
Then
now Tipa having
problems. Okay. Then
they normally just normally
about. Yeah. Okay, so they bathe. No, because normally.
Okay. For a very somber and dark topic,
yeah.
We make the best joke of the night.
Life is a celebration, man.
Yes, okay, fine. Yeah, you were saying.
Okay, so then after they'll bring down, they have a lot of side ritual that they have to. Then.
They have a lot of what?
Side rituals. Side. Like a lot of rituals.
Ah, okay.
Like small, it's like a mini ritual, which I expert in it. So after they'll bring the body down, then they will do a lot of things, then they'll put it into a casket. Inside the lorry down there, also they got a few rituals they have to do for like the grandchild or the thing. After that, they'll throw flowers and the casket will move all the way to the Mandai Crematorium. And the Mandai Crematorium, the 6 or 5 or whatever odd number, I can't really know the people that having to carry the coffin.
Oh, has to be it's a thing, lah.
Yeah, odd number. I'm not sure whether odd or even.
Okay.
Down there also, they got a lot of ritual they have to do.
I think it's based on the weight also. Like sometimes, like the number they give, you really cannot carry coffee.
Quite true. Yeah. Then after down there also, they got a few things they'll do. Then they finally will put in the sent to cremation. Then the next morning, they'll collect the bone. They will bring to Changi Beach. Then down there, they'll do the prayers, and then they will take a
scatter the ash
fairy and scatter the ash. Then they'll come back. Then during this time also, they have to be vegetarian normally for 16 days. So no. That's
they I here doing my best, you know. Then you another
cheap. This is such a subconscious thing, lah.
No, bro, no, it's okay. It's a I told you it's today's topic is a
I was like waiting for it to come, you know.
No, they don't. I try my best to hold back now.
Okay, then so that's like a gist of how
the 16 days you cannot eat meat and egg.
I miss
egg the most.
That means okay, Amran, you also basically the rituals are about similar lah that you
close family seen. Members are to do that ritual lah. So understand. Like for 16 days sidetrack a bit, my grandma passed away, it was everybody had to those who live in my house had to do the 16 day thing my uncle, their family and everything.
Immediate family members lah basically. Yeah.
Mama on the 3rd day already craving for a lot of shit. And I broke it on the 3rd day.
Oh, you...
Yeah, no, because sometimes it's like 3 days. Like if you
mentally
do the
exhausting
oil buff thing, you 3 days and be vegetarian. Then on the 8th day, there was a special prayer. Then on the 16th day, there was another prayer. So it's a very ongoing thing for about a month.
But the 16th day prayer, the pusari, the priest, he was asking. He asked whether I got break. I told him, yeah, I got break.
At least you're honest about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty honest. Like, I mean, for someone, I really left out of religion and tradition for very long. But I was... I mean, it's still a practice in my house. So I have to be honest.
So what did the person say?
After that, I don't know what happened. I was too tired after work, so I went to sleep. It was at night, bro. Until 4 a.m.
On a 16 day, they got a damn long...
16 days. And it doesn't start in the afternoon, no. They will have to wait until sundown, then only they can
actually
start the prayers. So, it will normally start at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
that would mean that Tipa has also experienced the same thing, lah.
Yeah.
Also early in the morning, ah.
Yeah.
For me, what it'd be good if we had someone of Buddhist.
Mm.
But I think that I have been to one of my army friends. That's funeral. Like for Indian funeral, normally it's a very sad thing. Like it's very sad. Everybody sharing the sadness and that. But for my friend who is a Buddhist, it was held at Lavender there. I think it's the Singapore funeral thing. Yeah, it's that thing.
Singapore casket, right?
Yeah, so like while the Buddhist monk were chanting and all, right, you can go and eat and they have a buffet, which I'm very surprised because in Indian funerals, the person cannot, like, they can only order vegetarian food, but even so, sometimes they don't. Like the only one or two is that you don't eat. You come, you drink plain water, like just packet the drink. But for Buddhist one is you can eat, you can sit down, and you got your kwachila, you got your peanut.
Yeah, but like, that one cannot. Maybe it's can just say that maybe it happens to be a one-off thing, or it could be a personal wish for it to be that way.
That's why. So that's the thing. I mean, that's my only experience, ma. So yeah.
For my side also, actually, I have gone to like a friend of a friend or a friend's funeral also. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's about what you guys say also lah. Like, I think it's a 1-2 day procession kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And all that. Like, I wasn't like with it all the way because I also don't know much about it lah.
Mm-hmm,
For Indian Muslim, I think Muslims in general, like, I've not gone to... I mean, Malay Muslims may have a different tradition, not just a religion type of...
they have their own practice.
Yeah, maybe they have their own practice, I'm not too sure. But from my knowledge, for Muslims in general, I think, they like cannot keep...
Like for you, what normally what is the ritual? I mean, you are not...
Yeah, in the so group, right? First things first is to not keep the body out, the person out for too long. That means if you can
ASAP,
if you can find like the most the only thing that I've experienced with was a few years back, like, also my grandmother. And I think if it's not if it's not of natural causes, then of course you'll go for autopsy and all that, go and check and all that. That one is by law lah,
because suspected of
foul play or what lah. So, but if it's of natural causes, doctor or whoever already say of natural causes, then I think from what I know, right, straight away preparation will undergo, like, but I mean usually you kind of like, I think immediate family members already know or their time has come, so I think they have preparation already.
Yeah, but, I got one question. So do you guys like engage a group of
like
service?
Correct. So we do call, usually it's like the neighborhood mosque that they are close to. Like, because they always have like a teacher or what they call ustad lah, basically. So they will come and do the prayers, and then like you have to wash the body
in a specific
it has to be quite fast, I think. And if I'm not wrong, it's not that I have been told about it or what, but I've never actually known or heard of a burial at night. I know now, right, is like
morning.
Maybe latest is mid afternoon, mid evening, or morning. Yeah, I've never come or heard of like a burial procession going on at night. And the thing is, they will have to find a plot of land. They have to hire an excavator to dig 6 feet, right? It's a lot of weight, man. 6 foot of sand. Yeah, that depth, there is a lot of fucking song.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean,
I was those, fucking shocked, no.
Those who dig Sanskrit should know, lah. So it's actually super tiring, trust me, even...
It is, yeah.
2 feet, I think Sanskrit is 2 feet,
Mike, I've been there, bro. I know, bro.
2 feet really, like, bro, we really suffering, sir. Like, legit, that 2 feet really... Like, can die,
yeah. Can die, imagine. That's why they hire an excavator. Like, the fucking, like, you know, the Caterpillar, the cat brand.
Yeah.
The cat, yeah. So, that, like, my grandmother's funeral, it was pretty, it was a very smooth transition. Like, right? From the moment of her passing to when they bought her.
So, like, what time did she pass on?
I think it was morning.
Okay.
It was morning, I think, yeah. Can't really remember. Because, I really cannot remember. But the moment that happened, then they brought her back to her house.
Mm-hmm.
And to wash the body, it will only be females washing the body. So if a male passes away, then it will be males wash the body. So once that is done, and usually it is not a good sight because it is usually... Because prior to that, also another family member that passed away, also it was immediate families washing the body. They will usually close off the area where they wash the body. So it's always like maybe their daughters or whatnot, or the sons and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And you can see while they're washing their parents' body or their loved ones, that they will start crying. But you have to go through with it. Right? Once that is done, they wrap them up with a type of cloth, which I don't really know what it is.
Shrub, is it?
No, not sure, not sure. I'm not sure, but it's a cloth, Then, I can't remember if there was a prayer or not. Because my memory is damn hazy. This was like a good, almost a decade ago or so.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but because it was a lot of people there, right? It had to be a fasting where we had to hire a bus so that everyone could go there. Then, they drove the body to the burial site. I think I was the one that carried the body also. But I didn't know heads or tails. So I was quite...
So what? So y'all, get the body at home, y'all bathe the body, then y'all wrap it up in a white cloth, then...
I think there was a prayer also. A prayer was held as well.
Then people straight come away... and visit there for
not really visiting. It is really... The whole thing is to bury the body as fast as you can.
There isn't
any waiting around. If people get the news and they come by to try to assist and all that, it's a different thing. But it's not a get-together per se.
So there's not sort of building the body moment.
Yeah, there isn't. Okay. So right after that, I remember carrying the body down. Then after that, we put it in the van, in the casket company's van or the funeral director's van or whatever. Then we got into a bus and then we headed down to the burial site, which is Choa Chu Kang Cemetery. Then, at that part, right, I didn't want to get involved because a lot of the adults were there and I was quite young that time. So I don't want to action bidet, help this, help that, only to get in people's way. I stood at the side and then they buried the body and then they dug it. They repacked the soil back into it. Then right after that is when you all go back and then I think there's a get together. By then family members all find out stuff and all that.
That there's no prayer, there's no other.
No. Okay, so after that you guys have 8 and 16, I think Muslims also have a certain day prayer one. I don't know whether...
Where y'all will come back to the to the tombstone or y'all...
Correct. So, the most recent one was another grandparent of mine which was overseas. So, I didn't get to... I wasn't there during the burial because I found out the day that I tried to fly there, I couldn't get visa and whatnot. So, I could only go a few days later. I think of one, in under a week. Already, there was a prayer going on. But the prayer is throughout the night. It starts at a certain time, all the way until morning.
Right, from dusk till dawn.
Yeah, so that thing, I remember that day I did not sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was I also, go and touch back with my roots, read a bit the whole night. all the way until early morning. Early morning, we drove to the burial site. Ah, it was my grandfather's, yeah. Burial site. Then there also
we where was it?
Ah, in India.
Oh.
So you drove there and all that. So yeah, there are certain similarities, I would say. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's not like I've gone to so many funerals to know what exactly goes on.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, we all still quite clueless.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of things.
And I myself only learn some stuff only when it happened. Because like there are instances where some people cannot rely on other people. Then like you are the only other male there. So like okay, then I also like okay, you have to call the prayer guys on at this time, they will come down here, then you need to buy certain stuff for the prayers and all that. Yeah, so essentially but I don't know, I don't know whether we do like fast or anything like that. I'm not too sure because I wasn't told of it. So maybe
no, like,
fasting as in like y'all eat vegetarian, right? No meat and So is that like a traditional thing or is that
it's a traditional thing, right?
So I'm not too sure.
And got one more thing, you can't celebrate anything
for that one year.
So, yeah, okay, that one also I was told of because there was a time where Hari Raya came by. And then, like, I asked, like, are we going to do anything? And then, I think my mom said, like, no, lah, your grandfather or your grandmother passed away that year. So, we will not be. But, I mean, celebratory, if the thing is to, like, call people over, eat good food, laugh, and all that, I don't think like that, lah. But still, I bought kueh lah, just for the sake of it lah. Fuck yeah, one container $5 at that time. Who also do one? Why the petak?
I mean, food is food lah, but
I mean, to me, I also don't know like how far is what is the definition of celebrating to some people?
Yeah lah, but I think all these things it's a very, very like, traditional thing, and it like, stems from like for a certain reason.
So yeah, like essentially okay, yeah, so like Buddhist is like that, then like Muslim funerals I think like that, and I think for your ends also I think Hindu ones are like that, but I don't know, like I think Christian ones are
I have never been
I mean right.
Apart from I have been I think Catholic funeral.
But is it inside the church or is it inside the house or under the block?
Okay, it was at the person's house first. Then on the last day where they were going to cremate or bury lah, because they got option. So the last day they will hold a procession in the church. So from house to church, then church to the crematorium
then, slash. Yeah.
Then from there, actually it was cremation. But it was a lot of prayers. Even for them also, they had like for us at night also still have to pray and everything.
Pray and all, right?
For them, like I was sitting down and people handing me out Bible or. They would just hand out to you. There's like, we are reciting. If you want, you can recite. Hold the Bible after 1-2 line, I still don't know where they go. legit. Because at that time I was quite young. I think I was in primary school.
Okay.
I'm not really into religion and everything then already.
Oh, rebellious, huh?
No lah, like at my house, like we don't pray lah much. Okay. So
Amran only is in metal we trust.
Yeah. I fell out to the extent where my family start to think my music is the reason why I'm like this. Right.
That happens to also lah.
Serious. No, like now also, if my father will tell me like, Deepavali you have to go pray. Then I tell him like, no, I don't pray. This like, must be the music lah. But the thing is, my father listens to the music. Yeah, that one is one thing. But he prays. I don't pray.
So it can't be music, what?
Yeah. Then he thinks because I listen to all this, What? The killing people bullshit or so he thinks like it was because of the music that I listened to that I way way. You know, like that meme of that, right? That
everyday
that,
I stray, yeah, from God.
Everyday we stray,
yeah.
I think I have the meme in my phone. I'm going to send it to you all.
Yes, please.
No, like
all memes me, I appreciate.
Also, it's I think I was not so religious since I start questioning a lot of things with my religion. Then I was really exposed to other religion and all. And for me, I think religion is a beautiful thing, and it's like we need to always understand that no one is wrong and everyone is right in their own way. As long that you can find your own support system and if it's a meaningful thing for you, then just do it lah. So for me, it's I just don't. So typical Indian mother lah say yeah lah, you lah listening to your for your all your ghosts lah, all your pay pisasin music all lah.
Pay pisas.
Yeah. See, no wonder you don't play any business. But
okay, like for you, you see like your family don't actually introduce you to it. But for me, it's nearly the same. I got introduced into this kind of music, and I still get the same back. So what's the difference?
Yeah, I
just saw the meme lah. Show that meme to your father lah.
No, my father would be like, hopeless are you. Like even the prayers right, when my grandmother passed away I actually didn't want to pray, you know, because I told them I got no belief anymore.
Okay. Wow.
Then my father brought me once and he said, today is just one day you have to do.
Okay.
At least, okay. I think number one.
To be honest, what I feel about it, right, is like, although it's tradition, but if you got no heart to it, why are you even doing it?
Correct.
Quite true. Okay, but, But like, wait, I'm so sorry to cut you off. But like, for me also, I'm an atheist. I don't. But things that when it comes to funeral rites, like even let's say my pass on tomorrow, I will still do it. Like it, even though I don't believe it, it's because maybe I love my mom and respect my mom. I think for that one day,
definitely I will do it lah. Like yeah, for that person, but for mine, I would rather.
Maybe you never had. Were you very attached to your grandmother?
Yes, very. I was super attached. So when she passed away, actually it took. It took a huge toll on me.
So maybe for that sake of or in that state of emotion, maybe a bit of rebelliousness don't just like for fuck, you know.
Yeah.
It just yeah. So I don't think it's like, I mean the way you put it sound fucked up lah, but it's not really like that lah. Of course.
You know, and I like how to say I never shave and everything. So I went to temple with like a full beard and everything.
Foof. How when was this?
January 2017.
Oh, last 2 years ago. Okay.
2 years back.
Okay lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, apart from that, I don't think we know much about it.
Yeah.
Generally lah.
To be honest, even for myself also, I actually don't know much about my own tradition.
Yeah.
Let's not make it sound so
so sad and I just wanted to choose this topic to talk about. I think that it's a very like interesting perspective to people that have no idea, like because I have never attended a Muslim funeral and I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, all I know is they just go bury with a white cloth.
No,
but,
from what I know is always I think they say it's like 24 hours max or something.
Yes, that it cannot be more than 24 hours. It
cannot be more than 24 hours, and like they always believe in burial because like we belong in this earth or something.
So yeah, you go
when
back.
We,
yeah.
When we pass on, we go
back to the earth.
Go back to the earth.
Okay. Well.
So yes, that is the element.
Yeah, which is something I find that, I mean, not say cool or what, I find it
interesting.
Interesting and, it's true.
Like, honestly, I'm not religiously inclined myself, but I would still want to be buried. I mean, put aside the whole not enough land and all that. I mean, sooner or later, given some time, even your bones also can decompose.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, I mean, not fully, of course.
Long time,
Yeah, given a fucking long time lah. But okay, if need to excavate my fucking bones or what after that for new BTO flat, I got no problem lah. Free housing ah, that one. But yeah. the thing is,
this recording will be sent to your great grandson.
Yeah, sir. I don't know what kind of world they are gonna live in.
Yeah, so essentially, it's like I still rather because I feel like, I mean, this is my own personal, I won't say belief, but I feel lah.
Yeah.
Like, cremation could be like I don't like the idea of my body being burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I want to rain fire on people. I don't want to be on fire.
Okay. Like
I don't know how to explain. I don't know how to put it in words.
Like
I
think it's like, an uncomfortable procession.
I'm not too sure, but I rather like how to say, I don't know lah. I don't want to say the wrong fucking thing also lah. But yeah, I'm still more attached.
Actually, there was a certain thing I heard from cremation also.
Bro, I want to be okay, but y'all know. I think I actually
Like for me, actually, what I believe, right, if I were to die or anything, touch wood, I actually would want to send it to science, lah.
Hey, that is what I did, bro.
You actually signed the thing,
Correct.
I would do that, because at the moment, I'm not a religious person, so.
Yeah, I actually do that, so means
I don't mind contributing.
Yeah, means they will take out, I mean, everybody in Singapore, I think, except for the Muslims or what, I'm not too sure, but your five organs will be taken out and then sent for transplant or for research. So it's your cornea, your heart, I can't remember, liver or kidney or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly, but it's
bone marrow.
I know cornea, I still think that, this is really a personal thing. Like, everybody have their own belief and everybody have their right to believe. So for me, it's I believe that once I die, my body is just a meat. It's just like the...
A bag of flesh.
It's like the pork. Like, it's like a piece of pork in NTUC. So I think that, okay, like, why not just send to NUS or wherever they can use my body to like further develop their skills.
Oh, and use me, daddy.
Research for you. Then after they fuck around my body, then they can. But then they'll do a small thing. Then they'll cremate it. Then throw my ashes. So that's what I do. And it's a personal thing, because I am a man of science.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that line reminds me of this new anime called Dr. Stone. Science. Okay. Everything else is science. Yeah. So yeah, I think personal as far as personal sentiment goes.
Mm-hmm.
If you are taking religion out of the context, I think some of us want to go a certain way also.
Yeah.
Mm. But I don't think my body is healthy enough to go to science.
Mine also fucked up. So they can, like, this is a guy abusing his lungs and his liver for all these years.
Yeah,
but even then also, on autopsy report, they will put like, it would be, I think it would still be a topic because of what? Okay, now our lungs are all black and shit lah. So this your lungs would be like displayed to show like, when you smoke.
I just don't want my lungs to be appearing in front of cigarette.
No, packets, actually,
I'm just warning you, can see my lungs there.
I see my lungs also okay, as long as my private parts are okay.
don't touch the package.
Even my dead soul would be insecure at that. I will feel like my soul. I don't know whether there is a soul or not lah. But if there is, right, I will feel insecure. Like, I will go down again and try to haunt the fucker until they put clothes on my body.
Oh man.
My face also. I quite insecure about my face.
Hey, you go. It's okay.
I know I pecah.
Okay lah, so that is basically for this lah. Cannot say much because we don't have our own experience lah. Not say like literally our own experience, but you guys get it lah.
Yeah, wait, so shall we now go to the final segment, which is going to be our ritual.
Our ritual for every
episode,
which is what is the best single or album
or artist that you find in the past 1 week.
In the last 1 week, lah. So we shall start off with Amran because he introduced some to us.
Yep.
Like he notified a few stuff as well.
Hmm. Like album or like albums?
This one really up to you. Can be even a single also, dude.
Yeah,
For me, I have to go.
Which song or album catch you by the balls and make you scream like a girl?
I would say Straight From The Puff. I would say their new album was. I mean, still amazing.
Mamma mia, pizza.
I think the first song that they started already was crazy, sir.
Yeah, dude.
The first song already was fucking good.
Okay.
Wait, let me check the first song.
I've not.
It's called Ring Leader.
Ring Leader.
Yeah, so the song is fucking good. Then they actually had a few singles out before that. One of it was Kickback. Fortune Teller and yeah, that's about it. Actions, not words.
Oh fuck, dude! I love that, especially the ending of that song. Yeah,
but actions, to me, personal favorite from that album have to be Beneath the Surface. I think it's something different. Straight From The Puff did something different from their normal alternative.
What genre are they? They are metal, but what they are like red-ish.
They are like alternative hardcore.
Hmm.
Okay.
I had no idea that alternative hardcore and modern hardcore
is a thing. They have that. They sound more metalcore than core.
Yeah, they got their very metalcore element.
So actually their beats also is more to like how we listen to Tarriot. It's like they will have a few songs where it's got the hardcore thin shit, right? But then after that it will be normal.
So Stray From The Path.
Yeah, and another song fucking good was Double Down.
Hui GB.
Because Matt Honeycutt.
Matt Honeycutt, Alex. Matt Honeycutt.
Crazy.
I mean, wait. This album was recorded sometime already. So I think it was also done at the same time of Kublai Khan's recent album.
Yeah.
I think lah.
But I will find this album is way better than Only Death Is Real.
I haven't listened to that full album yet. I've just listened to one song that came up on my recommended. But to me, it's like, hey, fuck, not bad. Then after that, you told us about this album. I was like, oh, shit. And I love the album arts. The album art was, it reminded me of Fallout. You know the game Fallout? Very 60s post-apocalypse vibe. Yeah. So to Amran, this is your album lah. Not in song lah, but the album lah for you.
Yeah, the album itself lah.
Okay. Then you Tiba?
Okay lah. I actually I've got a lot of catching up to do, like Imyo's new single Straight From The Path. But I, for some reason, right, ever since Tami, I found out,
the woof was already dead.
I cannot, dude.
I will agree with Shami.
Imyo's single was good. That's how I'm going to say
Tipa. No, it wasn't good. It was fucking good.
I don't know what fuck. I love that kind of effect, no? Very. They fuse together. Okay. I'm not going to spoil it.
I'll go check it out. But ever since I think MCR broke the news that they are coming back. I've been listening. Okay, I was a big fan of them when I was like 16, 17. So I first MCR coming back. So I went to him and then just nostalgia feeling again and just went back. So this entire week I've been listening to their discography again and again and again.
Actually, isn't that great about music? It just brings you back to the first time you ever listened to it.
But the thing is that it's I don't know, they were a very, very timely band. I think they got that whole famous thing. It was on MTV, their music video. Their aesthetics. Everywhere.
I think
it was popular. It's the how that time pop punk was.
Even towards their last album also, it was still on MTV.
Consistent, yeah. Man.
Mm. Yeah.
Consistency is key. Okay, sidetrack a bit. Yeah, so MCR is reuniting.
Rage Against the Machine
is reuniting. Flyleaf is reuniting. Deftones, Evanescence. Deftones
making a new album, right?
Yeah, they are producing.
System of a Down also.
System of a Down as well. Yeah. So, holy shit, dude. It's like fucking 2000s year 2000s coming again.
Yeah.
It's going back to a decade.
Do you know how shit the world must be that bands are reviving to bring the broken, the beaten, and the damn.
And the damn, whoa!
Fucking
next, what am I going to hear? What, Mud Vayne going to come back or some shit?
Mud Vayne. Yeah, so okay, so Tipa has been on a nostalgia run. MCR
days. Yeah. Okay, and some more for my Halloween D&D, I dress up as MCR /
You, yeah. You went as, I don't know, like, you went as Gerard Way and you came back as Alessana's lead singer. that transition, bro. But you look good, lah. Not gonna deny, lah.
Okay, how about you, Shami?
Okay, to me, it is not a band that I don't think you guys know, lah. It's a very, very rock and roll kind of band.
Mm.
Is this band called Highly Suspect? I think y'all got see me fangirl.
Fanboying it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing is, I got Ipa, a thing for
how
the...
you know on Twitter?
No. Back then, really, I was always
yeah, back then, really. And not whenever I'm at work, right, when I on my Spotify, I'll be listening to that Highly Suspect. I was like, what, this band? Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a 3-piece band, lah.
What are they? What do they wear? Rock and roll?
Yeah, basically, if I wanted to give, basically, it would be rock and roll. Okay, I'm pretty sure there's more elements to it, lah, but I'm not that smart to pick it out. Lah. So, they released 2 albums in 1 year, a good 3 years ago. And they were like the underrated band that were nominated for a Grammy. Grammy is music, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
and no one knew about this band. But they were nominated and they were opening for that night also. Yeah. Oh, so the thing is, this guy actually was writing songs and he released it. He released this album on the 1st of this month. And it's nothing like rock and roll, to be honest. Nothing like the first 2 albums he wrote. It's more of like, it's very like a lot of trap hip hop beats, little bit rap here and there. And yeah, and he had Young Thug, T Grizzly featured, but you know what is one of the overall, honestly, right, I don't like all the songs in the album, but there are 4 songs in total, of which the lead singer from Gojira was featured on also.
Are you fucking serious?
Gojira, dude, that's like, huh, no link, this fucker here look like Lil Peep or Lil Zen like that. Now he looks like that, you know, tattoo all over the face here, there. Now the blue, you got lead singer from Gojira on it, lah. So it's like, okay, this guy is evolving, lah.
Okay, maybe I'll go and check them out. Check them out, okay.
So
there's one song that the Gojira lead singer is.
Yeah, it will say Highly Suspect featuring Gojira, but it's not the band. It's just the guy from Gojira, the lead singer.
Can. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, but to be honest, a lot of good shit dropped last week. If anything, right, it was since the 29th of October.
Yes,
a lot of good bands. Call of Charon? Charon? How you pronounce that band?
I have no idea, bro.
Call of Charon.
Is it the song called SOS or something?
Yeah, SOS. Correct. But they are Highly Suspect. But yeah, that another band. Yeah, but if you're on the topic of albums, then it would be this Highly Suspect album that dropped last week. Yeah, so essentially it is a straight from draft from Amarin, discography from Tipa,
MCR,
and Highly Suspect from me, lah.
And email, lah, from the both of y'all.
Anything? Upcoming that y'all are looking for?
New albums would be, fuck, I just saw it, I forgot already. But yeah, there is one that is that I'm waiting for. I know, honestly, now I will say it's Imyor. Fucking, this was a teaser, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't wait.
Fucking good teaser.
They always release their first single, always fucking nice one.
smart. They know how
to. Their last album well. Also they released Torch, right? What's their first song?
Oh, I had no idea. I mean, I only found out of the band after that, like when they released the album.
I was into them a while lah, so. Mm.
So I Keep think I would.
For you, any albums? What are you looking for?
I really. I you know I want to go and catch every Rich Isaac EP. I mean, I wasn't there for the EP launch, and I'll go and check out the EP. Since it's out already, I think I'll check kick it out.
So that would be what you recommend lah, and what you have
been looking forward to.
So I guess that's
a good session, man.
It was a good session. That's how the cookie crumbles.
Yep.
That's how my panties get wet.
One and a half hours, bro.
Okay,
it's fine. Nah. This is not
a podcast, bro. This is a cockcast, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, lah. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot for tuning in and listening to us for quite some time. I mean, we were from point A to point B to funerals to gigs to this to that. So, yeah.
Of course, we are very actually no lah. I'm not gonna fucking stretch it lah. Sorry.
I think it's a Sunday night. We are doing this on the 3rd of November. The time is 11:30 PM. So, it's good time to go and now have your midnight wang and then sleep lah.
You and your midnight wang. Okay, guys, we'll see y'all on the other side.
Yes. Take care, guys.
Over and out.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.